Brocon Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Mr. Mike Monaco, our legal analyst, has just stepped into the studio, and we need him today. We need him because now Michael Flynn has taken. Excuse me, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Mike, did you hear I have a cold?
I've heard that. Everyone's talking about
it. And he's making sure everyone knows.
That's perfect.
That's why.
Not to mention that you have had the same cold for many years.
The Sun Times is actually holding their late edition to make sure I make it. That's what they're doing.
That's what they told you.
Yes, that's what they told me. They just wanted, they're going to hold the press. All right, let me ask you this question. That's a joke that the kids don't understand, by the way.
The late press? Yeah, what are you talking press, about? You know, just post it online.
Yeah, exactly. I better check the obits at Sun Times, see if I'm all right. All right. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Does a man who pleads the fifth, is he automatically guilty, as President Donald Trump once said?
Once said, right. Yeah, he said only guilty people take the fifth, right?
Right.
Like the mob.
Like the mob. Like the mob. Right, exactly. Like right. The mob. No, no, not at all. I mean, you can, there are, especially in this circumstance where you might imagine that Flynn's lawyers are nervous when they see politicians say that you know, their client should be in jail, their client should be prosecuted. So it makes all the sense in the world for him to take the fifth.
So what could he still be giving up information to Congress? Is there would they cut a deal here? Is there something else that might happen
now that Mueller is involved? So
Mueller,
is it Mueller? Or
Mueller.
It's Mueller.
Rosenstein, Mueller.
M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Yeah.
Now that Mueller's involved, I assume any effort to give immunity would have to be cleared by him. Mm-hmm. And that, apparently we know from months ago, his lawyers, Flynn's lawyer wanted immunity. And right. I don't know why he made that public at the time, but he did. Anyway, so it's he may end up talking. Now, he'd also, apparently, he's refusing to give over documents.
Yes.
Now, you can take the fifth, and you won't be prosecuted for that. But if you refuse to turn over documents, the Senate could make him turn over documents or put him in jail if they go to if the Senate agrees to that. He'd have to be held in contempt by the Senate, and then a U.S. attorney would have to be involved, and the U.S. attorney would have to go to a court and see that he's convict him of contempt of the Senate for refusing to turn over documents.
Well, I find this very interesting. This, to me, is probably the most telling political reality, because no FBI director has been named here, right? No new FBI director has
been. Right, not yet. They said there are several people have been interviewed.
Right, but they were going to do it. They were going to try to do it before the president went wheels up, and he decided, no, he'll wait until he gets back. And one of the names that was under consideration, I don't think it's a serious name under consideration, but it's a name that you're going to probably see end up somewhere in the Trump universe, is that of Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, who's about to leave office. Now,
who was the former U.S. attorney in Newark?
Right. And was it, but I don't think I think they're going to go non-political. It would be my guess, but I don't know. You know, we'll have to just see.
But they named several people who were political.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
political.
But a lot of the political people have backed out themselves. So this is what Chris Christie, though, and I thought this was kind of interesting. This is what Chris Christie said today about Michael Flynn.
But I would just say this to you. If I were president-elect of the United States, I wouldn't let General Flynn in the White House, let alone give him a job.
Did he explain why?
Yeah, there's a little bit more detail.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have more? Is there more? Yeah, let's listen.
Got more.
Did you say you wouldn't let him into the White House?
That's what I said. Yeah, because he's not my cup of tea, Michael. You know, our president likes to decide who comes in and doesn't. I mean, he called a tour.
If you were president.
That's what I said. If I were president, I wouldn't have let Jared.
If you were chief of staff.
Well, that's not my choice. It's the president's choice. Staff is staff. Remember, Donald Reagan got a lot of trouble. Remember what Nancy Reagan said about Donald Reagan? He was too much chief and not enough staff.
He doesn't seem like he was basing that on the fact that Flynn had been dealing with the Russians or had a big contract with Turkey. It just seems like it's not his cup of tea.
Not his cup of tea.
Yeah. That was funny because it sort of sort of consistent with what Trump said to Comey.
By the way, I also happen to see Chris Christie is not so much a tea guy, more of like a triple latte.
Like a diet soda, but with a big hamburger kind of guy.
Yeah. That's what I kind of see.
Yeah. So,
Frappuccino.
Yeah, because, I mean, we know that the president apparently made comments to the Russians about Comey, saying that he was a nutcase, nut job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's amazing that he said that. It's amazing that the day after he fired Comey, he met with the Russians without any American media present and told them that, because they're not denying that he said this, told them that Comey was a nut job and that he fired him because he was getting too stressed about the Russian investigation.
Yes. He goes, the pressure is off now. At least that's according to Trump's own White House.
Yeah.
That was an interesting thing. I had a conversation with a guy yesterday about this, who was like, well, you see, the Democrats are out to get him. I go, no, this came from somebody who was in that room who works for Trump's White House. Well, those are holdovers from Obama. I'm like, no. Inside the room where they wouldn't let the American press in is not going to be an Obama holdover inside the White House.
It's amazing that the president said that. Just amazing, because he's sort of admitting that his intention from the beginning was to somehow impede the Russian investigation, which also makes the whole pretext, the pretextual reasons that they, when they first said why he fired Comey about because of the Hillary Clinton conduct. That was just apparently a ruse. Apparently, why would he make it even a relevant to the conversation?
Well, it is no longer relevant to the conversation. No. So you got that going for you.
Yeah, exactly.
To me, I look at this. Let's go back to Michael Flynn for a second.
Yeah,
Michael Flynn. Remember when Michael Flynn's lawyer said Michael Flynn has a story to tell and he wishes to tell it, but that's why he needs immunity.
Yes.
Right? Remember those were those were the words of his attorney?
Yeah.
Well, as a defense attorney and as a, you know, former prosecutor, when you hear that, doesn't that he's got a story to tell? Doesn't that almost go like, "Uh-oh." Yeah. Well, he's got something.
Some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Or he's got something on somebody.
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, this is just something the lawyers, maybe he's in trying to entice the Senate to grant him immunity because he knows that'll have would have to have an adverse impact on the federal investigation.
All right.
If he were to give him immunity.
All right.
If the Senate were to give him immunity.
Okay. So then let me run this past you. If he's taking the Fifth, I guess he could take the Fifth too with the special counsel, right?
Even though
that's not, you know, televised anywhere. That's just
Not only that, he probably would have to. If he testifies anywhere on this subject, there's an argument that he's given up the Fifth on this subject.
Correct. Okay, so here's what's just breaking in the news right now about
General Flynn.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I will tell you, but I'm having freezing here.
He lied during his security clearance interview, is what several news organizations...
He lied during the security clearance to be...
Lied to U.S. security clearance investigators on foreign payments.
On foreign payments,
yes.
Yeah. Well, that's a big issue, because he got $500,000 from Turkey. And then it came out last week that apparently he did something that was helpful to Turkey and adverse to the former administration.
And also, the Washington Post is now reporting that Trump himself is close to choosing an outside counsel for the Russia investigation.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So his own, that means a counsel for the president.
Right.
Right. His own lawyer.
I remember when.
Is it you?
It's not me. I'm available, but it's not me. I remember when.
I'm available.
I remember when.
Just in case. Would you like to. Yeah, he's asleep
really
right now.
Exactly.
He's asleep right now in Jerusalem. But if
plane.
We could find a way maybe I've got Melania's cell number. Well, maybe we'll just text her and see if she'll wake him up.
I remember.
She'll have to go down the hall.
I remember when.
Get on the elevator. Go four stories. Four stories.
She looks mad at him today, though.
I remember when Nixon hired a criminal defense lawyer, and then they showed him entering the White House. Oh, a criminal defense lawyer is entering the White House. Like, you know, when he hired a criminal defense lawyer to represent himself, represent him. And I thought, well, that's interesting. But I you know, he's going to need a criminal defense lawyer.
Sure, given all this.
Paul Manafort and Roger Stone have both turned over documents to senators.
Okay.
To the Senate today.
But they haven't testified.
But they've not testified. Michael Flynn did not.
Mm-hmm. Michael Flynn did not turn over documents.
Correct.
And they can make you turn over documents. It's not you're not protected by the Fifth Amendment for turning over documents, mm-hmm. unless the documents directly relate to you in some. That's a strange way of mm-hmm. objecting to it. But they could, if the Senate will the Senate that's controlled by the Republicans, is it likely that they're going to hold General Flynn in contempt? It's unlikely at this moment, mm-hmm. but we'll see. I mean, it's now you've seen more. Republican senators recently, last weekend, have sort of said things that were adverse to the president.
Our old friend Alan Dershowitz was on the program last week because you were out of the country, and he said that, listen, that, you know, with this Michael Flynn thing, that he had been somehow going to be blackmailed by the Russians is ridiculous, because all you have to do is call him in and go, well, you're being, you know, we know you met with the Russians, and then there's no blackmail. So I don't understand why they didn't do that. And what Alan Dershowitz, who I think is trying to angle to be the counsel of the president.
I saw him the other day. I thought the same thing.
And I think most likely will end up being the counsel to the president here. I think there's he likes him. He's on cable news. He knows who he is. The thing is, if you were investigating a guy, you don't want to stop him in the middle of criminal act or wrongdoing, right? Because you want to see how far it goes. You want to see what else it leads to. Yes? I mean, you see that happen all the time in federal investigations.
That's true.
They don't arrest the guy on the first thing necessarily, because they want to see where it's going.
Right. And they normally stop it before something.
Yeah, but what are they? They haven't stopped. They stopped him lying about already accepting money. That was all they would have stopped him from doing.
Right. So I remember when they gave the explanation of why they went in to arrest Blagojevich at the mm-hmm. time they did, and that was because he was about to name somebody to the U.S. Senate.
Right.
Right. I was thinking of that case,
and a 50-50 situation, too, which would have actually
been
created a constitutional crisis.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I supported them when they did that.
Yeah, well,
that was a very smart move on their part.
You're always very supportive of prosecutors. I've noticed that. Prosecutors and federal judges. You
love them.
They look
you're
great.
Very,
they look great.
You're very kind
very
to all
smart
of them.
People.
Thank you, Michael.
That's
Thank
a,
you.
Good.
Welcome back from wherever you are, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
So, yeah, you look tan, Michael.
Here is Violetta Potter-Medic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.